I'm Emmy Wieselski. I'm singer-songwriter, and I have my band with me. I have Maria, she's the violinist in the band. Judith, she's playing the bass. And Mike is playing the drums and doing percussion and stuff.
Telephone.
Well, when I started to go on stage 2-3 years ago, I started as a solo artist because I couldn't find bandmates, and I didn't know how I wanted the whole thing to sound. And then I met Sir Tralala 2 years ago, actually, yes, and he was doing the violin to my piano, so the piano was always there. There was always the piano and me. And then he joined me, and now since June, we had the first gig together. I'm touring with a band, and it's, what's the difference? It's louder, of course, we make it loud. It's fun not to be alone, because I've been traveling a lot alone, so now I have a small family with me, and it feels good. Hello, I'm Irma Wieselski, this is my band. It's my first time here in Hungary. It's actually my first gig out of Austria. We're from Austria. Well, and I hope you enjoy it. Next song is Wasteland. I do not characterize my music at all. I let other people listen to it and feel it, and it's quite emotional. That's what people say, and that's what, because it comes from my heart. I do write my songs. I started at the age of 16. Well, I've always been writing. I don't know, and it's emotional. It's true. It's sometimes very plain spoken, then very encrypted, so you can use your fantasy and yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to have a compact title to explain the lyrics, to explain Irmi, myself, and Pandora. I guess you all know the story of Pandora, the Greek myth. And I've always seen it from a different angle, because I don't think, well, when Pandora came and opened the box, first all the bad characters, all the bad things came out. So she was so afraid that she just closed it, and she just oversaw that there were also the good ones in it. Because she was gifted with good and bad things. But she, when she opened it, first the bad things came out and she just closed it. And I think she should have just taken more time and look closer to have, like, the truth and all these things. And the dualism in me was always, I guess we all have dualism in us. And I always tried to define myself, and then I always had the feeling I need to be like that or like that. But I always found myself in the middle. And that's what my lyrics are. They are sad, but at the same time they have hope, and they are very hopeless. But so they have all mixed emotions. It's not good, it's not bad, it's between. Something in between. And that's what my music is, and what I'm feeling.
To be free, oh, control.
No, not at all. I'm the only one. The band was studying. Actually, I was trying to, but the university didn't take me. And I was so afraid that I said, well, first I thought I'd never make music again when I tried, and I failed. No, I started very late. I started at the age of 14 to play the piano. And I don't know the English word for it's autodidact. That's what we see in German. Yeah. So I did a lot on my own and discovered the piano by myself.
Too late to forget.
Well, one of my idols were actually Johann Sebastian Bach, Philip Glass. So I love Bach, and he's gorgeous. And from the popular music, it was, well, I started with Celine Dion and Whitney Houston. But when I was 14, I got my first record of Tori Amos. And she was like, when I heard her records, I was like, so you can play the piano that way as well. And it was so emotional. And that opened a whole new world for me. To me, it's goosebumps. It's making goosebumps, Gänsehaut. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
I hope so. And
it's such a gypsy thing. I like it because it reminds me a lot of the gypsies.
And it has a soft side and the, yeah. I don't know.
And,
the hard
and
side.
It can be scratchy, but it can it fits in, and it's dualistic as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I always improvise. it's much easier when you're solo. And I like that because I like telling stories and playing along. It's not that easy when you have a band and when you rehearse, because we don't rehearse improvs, but they just happen. It's just sometimes when I'm playing, someone's knocking and saying something, and that's what comes. Might it be words or might it be some other chords? And I always try to keep it very open. So sometimes the songs differ a lot from the album, because it comes from here, it's not from here. I'm so sorry that I don't speak any word of your language. I'm really sorry. As I said, it's the first time I'm playing out of Austria, and maybe you could teach me something. What is hello in Hungarian? Hello. How do you say that? See ya? Okay, is that right? I've been lying. I know one word, but I know it's not a nice one. So I won't tell you. I don't know. next song. Actually, we're coming to our end. To the end of my concert. I'm pretty much looking forward to Hanne Huckelberg, because actually I've been a fan of her even before I started to go on stage. So I'm really glad to see her. It's first time. Next song is The Last Dance of the Red Shoes.
Look how she's dancing there. but she's not alone, tempted to fade away into a light that doesn't grow shadows, closing hours. It's the last dance of the fear of the rashes. Life showed her more than a girl like her should have seen. She's lived them all kinds of lives. Then everybody's and no one's wife. She's had so many lives, but not enough summers yet. It's the last dance of a pair of the red shoes.
I don't hate it, but it's not the best circumstances for musicians. I mean, we in Austria, we do have a very good music scene, but it seems like no one really can make it outside of Austria. And I don't know why, because there are a lot of good musicians and it just doesn't work.
Just yeah. a few acts, you have 10 acts in the whole Austrian country.
That's
and
actually
10 acts make the money, or
no one gets radio airplays. We don't have Austrian musicians in the radio, for example.
Oh.
We just don't have them.
I think
but they are there. Radio. We have them, but not in the radio.
Yeah. I think 3%.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not much.
Yeah. So now it's our last dance. Some people ask me, why? I mean, it's true. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. Why is always someone dying in your songs? I don't know. It happens. So I really tried to write a happy song. All that came out was another sad one. But actually, I do have one that is very positive and it's very happy. It's my It's my, I don't know, my ode to the 60s. And it's gonna be a last song for tonight. And I don't know, it's maybe it's kitschy, but I always see myself running through fields of flowers, and maybe you can just follow me. So have a good night. I mean, not now, but have a nice evening and enjoy the following concerts. I do have some of my records with me, so if you're interested, the title is... What is the title? I forgot. It's a long one. It's Parenthesis of Antithesis, Pandora, or the Unbending Dualism in Me. And you can get one by me later on. So have a good night and run with us. Thank you so much. I was so nervous that I forgot to introduce my band. It was Mike Waite on drums, Judith Filimonova on bass, and Maria Patera on violins. Thank you, guys. Thank you, and have a good night.
And hear me with it.
Szombat és vasárnap reggeleik mostantól foglaltak. Az Opera Café műsorát az Operából közvetítjük. Én adom a házat, Morvai Noémi pedig önmagát. Nem kell se jegy, se bérlet, önök kellenek. Utahaza.
Opera Café. Minden hétvégén 6 óra 55 perctől az M1-en.
A Diósgyőr Debrecenbe megy, és ez azt jelenti, hogy egy vérbeli rangadó következik. Két szomszédvár csatája, ahol a futball mellett az érzelmek is nagy szerepet kapnak majd. Két jó csapat, két fantasztikus szurkolótábor, egy remek mérkőzésen. DVSC Teva, DVTK, OTP Bankig a bajnoki labdarúgó mérkőzés. Ma 15 óra 50 perckor élőben az M1-en. Ha lemaradtak, a meccset megnézhetik az M2-n.
Hatalmas, gyönyörű mez. Jó tenyésztésre kíván.
Mit csinálnak itt?
Arany után kutatnak. Mit szól hozzá?
Találtak valamit?
Ahogy tudom, még semmit. A két birtokára együtt 20 000 frank.
Honnan a pokolból kerítem elő a pénzt?
Nem vagyok kereskedő, hogy eljátszam a gyülekezet szabad pénzeszközeit.
Ide nézzem.
Arról a birtokról van, amit meg akar venni?
Bekapta a csalit. Itt az áll, hogy a szigeten nincs arany.
Ő Leo Walsh, szélhámos csap.
Déltenger kincse. A sorozat következő részét új időpontban ma este láthatják az M1-en.
A lényeg. Óbersovszky Péter műsora. Holnap 18 óra 55 perckor az M1-en.
Én nem leszek sohasem a játék szeret!
Magyarország, szeretlek!
Én csak egyet kérdezek, te tényleg, mit szeretnél ma este?
Kinek a kötete a vér és arany?
Iszár Jenő a bajusz kötőre esküszik.
Szeretné pödörgetni a kobolcot is nekiám.
Magyarország, szeretlek! Ma 20 óra 15 perckor az M1-en.
Miért nem kezdi úgy, hogy őszinte hozzám?
Senkinek sem mondtam el.
Miféle kapcsolatban álltak?
Viszonyom volt vele.
Először olvasnod kell, aztán az ágy.
Csak egy nyár volt az egész.
Részt vett benne?
Igen.
6 nő bezárt 300 zsidót és hagyta őket meghalni. Mit kéne ezen megérteni?
Az Oscar-díjas Kate Winslet és Ralph Fiennes főszereplésével. A felolvasó.
Hangosan kellett olvasniuk neki.
Ma 21 óra 30 perckor az M1-en.
5 emberes meló.
Meg fogok halni!
Nappal nyitvatartási időben, közönség előtt.
Vagy lelőtték, vagy elkapták őket.
Mennyi lép, apa? Szépen csúr.
Michael Madsen.
Én benne vagyok.
Steve Buscemi.
Majd én megmutatom, ki trúgdossál!
Harvey Keitel.
Le akarsz lőni, te szemétláb!
Tim Roth. Chris Penn.
Mondd el, hogy mi történt.
Quentin Tarantino kultuszfilmjében.
Igazából.
Kutyaszorítóban. Ma 23 óra 30 perckor az M1-en.